Well, welcome to Mishmash Monday. Mishy Mashy Monday. It's Mishy. Mashy Mashy Mashy. It's the news, according to me. Oh, it is Monday morning, September 8th, 7:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host. Not necessarily with the most. I'm the guy who's here to tell you that I am, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer. I am not a financial advisor by any means. I have, Monday, September 8th, 7:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2025. I'm going to put that just in case history repeats itself and people can't figure out what year it is. 5 years post the COVID debacle. Yeah. We have, it's Mishmash Monday, mostly just because I have a tendency just, you know, on Mondays, I just kind of open up the thing and push the button and I don't have anything. I do have one thing I want to play at the end here today. It's about Letitia James. She said some things that, I don't know when she said it. See if there's a date on this thing. I don't think there is. It was 3 years ago, New York. But I just want to talk about it. It's just the kind of person she is. And some weird theological issues that we run into occasionally. We have, let's just talk about what's in my cup before I get too far ahead here myself here. We have chai. It's a Big Train chai, creamy chai from Big Train. I ordered it off of Amazon by the case. I did put a little bit of Pacific Island chai in there. I'm starting just trying to get through that stuff. It's got a little bit of a spice to it, but it kind of tastes, I like the blend of the two together a little bit. It's kind of nice. A little bit different, just something different. Then of course I have Almond Joy creamer in there. In my backup cup, I'm down to the last throws of my, I'm going to have to make some more today. Sweet peach tea, the homemade sweet peach tea with peaches in it. Sweet tea with peaches. We have a little adventure we're going to go on this week. My wife's off work this week, so am I. By the way, again, I'm still on vacation. It's been a while. I'm getting kind of tired. I'm actually not. I can't say that I'm looking forward to going back to work, but I'm not dreading having to go back to work. Put it that way. I do enjoy the work I do. And I only have a couple of years left to do it, so it's kind of one of those things where I kind of enjoy the opportunity of doing what I do. It's very, very much a privilege, I think, to be able to do what I do. I look at it that way sometimes. There are bad parts of it. There are times where you get so tired that you want to strangle somebody. But it's, you know, you resist that urge. Let your anger take that 90 seconds that it needs to flush through your system, and then you choose to respond in a, you know, appropriate way. 90 seconds is forever, by the way, when you're angry. I'm talking about scientifically what happens with your body 90 seconds after something that enrages you. What you choose to do with it then can live on forever, but it's that point of decision you have to make. Anyway, I won't get into that. I'm not a psychologist either, so I just watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. I'm a YouTube University scholar. I'm a professor of YouTube. We have a few things I want to talk about today. This Letitia James thing we'll talk about closer to the end. I don't know how long the show's going to go. It's probably not going to go terribly long, but because we do have to go off and pick some apples this morning. That's what we're going to try to get that done. We might head off to the boat to finish up some projects there. I've got to get done some things need to be done there, and then once that is done, I don't know. Probably go to dinner or something, and Just take it easy. The biggest, most important thing of the day is we have to get our dogs worn out. Yesterday, the puppy was thoroughly wore out. I took him for a walk in the morning around the house here on the trails, and then I took him for a walk a little bit later. Had him outside playing. He has this little toss thing he likes to play. Of course, right now the squirrels are just going nuts out here because it's been, get it? Squirrels are going nuts. Squirrels are, they've been very active here lately because the temperatures have been so cold. I think last night it got down to 45 degrees. However, the next couple of days is going to be up in the 80s again, potentially upper 70s or lower 80s. Which is nice. Good sleeping weather. Nice fun outdoor stuff. We'll have a chance to take the top off the Jeep and go do something. Maybe go get some ice cream or something. Who knows? But we went for a long walk, and then later in the day, and then I had him outside chasing squirrels again. And then the neighbor's dog, actually not their dog, it's their daughter's dog. She was doing something. So they were babysitting their dog. And he's a little. I think he's a retriever of some kind. And really good little doggy, Sadie, came over in the yard and was playing with our dog. Of course, that wore him out. He got to the point where he was so worn out, he just laid down, even with her running around still. So that was when I knew we had accomplished our task for the day. And of course, he was still active the rest of the day, but tried to keep him awake as long as he could. And then he slept pretty much through the night. He did wake up about 2 o'clock in the morning or something. Something about that. I know he's barking about something. I don't know what that was all about. But that's, But then he didn't get me up until a little bit after 6, which was nice. Usually he tries to get me up around 5 o'clock, which I'm just not quite ready for it then. I can do it, but it's just not easy. Anyway, let's move on. There were some interesting, so I'm just going to talk about Mishmash Mondays, just all kinds of topics, whatever's on the top of my head. And that's kind of where we're at right now. I've got, there's been some interesting gun law issues that have been popping up on the Supreme Court. They've turned down hearing some things from a couple cases. The one was in, I think it was Maryland, and the other one was somewhere else. There's this case called Bruin, and I'm not a lawyer, and of course you can call the show and give me your opinion about my opinion. It's 812-379-8778. You can rewind it and replay that if you need to do that. You can call or text the show, leave a message, or text the show, ask a question, make a comment, or you can go on google.com/voice and put that same number in there, 812-379-8778. And you can type it in there, or print it if you're, for instance, if you're in Afghanistan, and you don't have a international calling plan, you can just do that. And folks, I have listeners. Let's see here. Let's look at the most recent data. The data. Where'd it go? Where's geographic at? There we go. They change things around on this website occasionally. Yeah, what do we have here? We have, let's look at the least. That's where it is. Tunkhannock. What's Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania? Where's that? That's a city. I don't know. One of the higher ranking cities in a lot of Indiana here, all over the place in Indiana, not just, it's like southern Indiana, northern, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Michigan, of course, lots there. Great Britain, of course, you know, the U.S., of course. Great Britain and Australia have more than in Canada, which is interesting. So what is CN, what is that? Oh, Japan? Japan, yeah. Mexico. And China, what is that? CH, what is that? That's not China, is it? It is China. That's China, yeah. Wow. All right, then. That's interesting. This one is, where is that? Is that Czechoslovakia? Switzerland, yes. Yeah. UK, whatever that is. Ireland. Australia, of course, and then what's that? That's Japan. Yeah, okay. And over here, it's Hawaii, Australia, Canada. Yeah, what's that? There's one right there. Is it Brazil? No, Bolivia. Bolivia. Well, there's some in Bolivia there. What do you know? What's that? French Southern Antarctica? It's not there. yeah, interesting stuff. We got interesting places there. Croatia, Serbia. Yeah, it's interesting. Anyway, if you're in one of those countries, you can use google.com/voice. Send me a message at 812-379-8778. All right, onward and upward. By the way, there's no commercials on this show. So you have to put up with my ranting occasionally, my little off-track stuff. Consider that the commercial. It's brought to you by my bunny trails. That's what it's brought. The show is brought to you by that. There's no sponsor. I don't have any. I don't sit here and read about Noble Gold or Ground News or any of that stuff. Shouldn't even mention them on here, probably, because that's a lot of YouTubers, a lot of podcasters have sponsors. I do not, and I don't have to care about what I say about them because I don't have sponsors. Probably because I say stuff about them, but I'm not looking for sponsors. Actually, that's just not something I'm doing. I don't want to be put into that box. I've seen some people make comments about some things, and it was motivated by something that they sponsored, and frankly, I've bought into some things occasionally that some of these people have sold on their show, and I have not been happy, which makes me unhappy with them. Now, when the product is okay and it's good, it's fine. But if they're sitting there talking about a product that they're lauding this product and it's promoting it and saying how great it is, and I get it, it's not that great. Well, now my opinion of you has changed. And I don't want you to change your opinion of me. I don't want you to be pleasantly surprised with a product I put out there, because then you might think I'm better than you. And I don't want you to think that. Anyway, just a joke. There's a law. There was a couple of laws. One of the things. This one thing that always bothers me. They always base everything on Bruin, which I think was back in. Was it 2022? It seems like it's been longer ago than that. It just doesn't seem right. I thought Bruin was in 10 years ago, but maybe it was just a few years ago. This new ruling called Bruin. Everybody just calls it Bruin. I think it's Bruin versus something. And they got this history and tradition clause now in the way they make their decisions about gun Second Amendment issues. And frankly, I listen to that. I think what planet did these people come from? Just interpret the law, interpret the Constitution the way it was written, the Second Amendment. Don't try to, we don't have anything like that for this First Amendment. Well, if it's unusual speech, if it's widely used if it's unusual and dangerous speech, then we have to, no. Free speech is free speech. You are held to account as to what the results of that speech is. In other words, if you incite a riot, well, then your speech incited a riot, and that's it was the incitement of the riot that was the problem, wasn't the speech itself. If you make a speech and nobody's incited to do anything, there's no crime committed. You didn't incite a riot because no riot was incited. But if you incited a riot intentionally, especially if you intentionally did it. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a guy with access to the World Wide Web. It's like giving a 2-year-old a machine gun. Shall not be infringed is pretty clear, pretty much all-inclusive. Now, if somebody creates a weapon that's dangerous, I get it. You can't have that. It's too dangerous. It's going to hurt you and everybody else around you. It's going to hurt innocent people because you're just shoveling, gunpowder into a big tube, and you put a bowling ball in there. We're just not going to allow that because it's no. That's just dangerous. Now, if you're, but at the same time, but it's legal. It should be legal. I don't know. You have the right to be stupid. That should have been the 11th. I think that was originally planned to be one of the original Bill of Rights. But they just thought that was self-explanatory. The right to be stupid. We have a right which I exercise quite often, actually. I'm a devout stupidity practicer. Some things like that have happened that kind of come down the pike. One of the things that they did. I think one of the things four justices, I guess, to have a hearing, and it was a 6-3 decision that they would not hear this thing. And the one that they didn't hear on was about short-barreled rifles, I think it was. Short-barreled rifles and shotguns, I think, maybe. I think that's the one they didn't hear. The other one that they did hear was a 9-0 decision. Well, maybe I'm backwards on that. I think that's the way it was. But there's another 9-0 decision where they made it. The problem is you got this patchwork of laws around the country where you can have a gun that's legal in one state and not legal in the other, or you can carry in one state and not in another state, which is absolutely appalling to me. That's your carry permit is the right to keep and bear arms. It's bear means carry, period. You have the right to keep, which means own. No one can take it from you without due process. And bear means to carry, not, you know, the grizzly bear thing, but that it's the right to carry. Period. It's right there. Well, we're going to take that right away from you, and you have to buy it back to us in the form of a permit. That's what they're doing. They're saying you can't carry unless you buy a permit. Well, you're selling me my rights. I have to pay for my right that I've been given in the Constitution, which was agreed upon. It's our contract with America. It's our contract with the government. And they just do it indiscriminately. They just take it away. Most, I think the one rule that was changed was now every state has to be a shall issue state instead of a may issue state. May issue states mean that they might issue, you know, that there's a possibility that they can issue you a permit to carry, but you know they're only going to let about 150 people carry in the state. That's about how ridiculous some of the. I think New York was that way for a while. The state of New York was a may issue state or something. There was a smaller state maybe that was may issue. And I think they only issued, 15,000 permits in the whole state of New York? Because the state attorney general had to sign off on it. You had to have a reason why you should carry a firearm, business related or whatever it was. It's just ridiculous. It was just ridiculous. So now, I believe that it's every state will be a shall issue state. In other words, they have to issue you a permit. However, they can charge a fee, and they can take their lily-livered time issuing that permit. It can take up to 6 months in some places. Sometimes, I talked to one guy. He said it took him a year and a half to get a permit to carry. All the hoops he had to jump through to get his permit to carry. I just find appalling. I just find that appalling. Now, some states are, you can carry, but it has to be open carry. It has to be visible. And of course, there's other states where if you have a concealed carry permit, you can't carry open. You have to carry concealed. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All the different rules, and of course there's you can carry, but it has to be locked in a compartment. In a separate compartment, you can carry your ammunition. It can't be loaded, and it has to be out of reach of the driver. What? Okay, So if I'm getting carjacked, you have to pop your trunk, run back there, grab it and shoot them before they shoot you. I guess that's the way that works. But you know, they're only carjacking because they want groceries. That's what we're being told now by the left. Carjackings only happen because the kids are hungry. No, the kids are just being jerks. They're most of the time, most carjackings happen, or most auto thefts happen, not necessarily carjackings, but auto thefts happen because the kids are looking for two things. One is a joyride. In fact, most of the time they find the car all beat up, parked on the side of the road someplace where they just wanted to drive around in a car, sometimes commit other crimes with that car, using that car as a getaway car or whatever, they'll knock off a gas station or do something else. Because now they got a car that can't be traced back to them. And they'll just leave it along the side of the road somewhere. The other thing that they'd like to do with these is then they'll sell them to a chop. Some of them actually steal the car and sell it to a chop shop. Which might be a fancy car that's got a lot of high-priced parts on it. And they'll sell it to some body shop or something that's good at taking parts off and reselling them. So that's what happens. It's in fact, I think a friend of mine, he lost his mirrors off his car, which apparently I guess were highly priced mirrors because they weren't manufacturing them anymore. And he found them on Facebook Marketplace. His mirrors. And he was sure it was his mirrors because he had some scratches on it that he recognized. Stuff like that. It's just weird stuff like that. So you'll find things and they'll part things out. That's good chai. We have, let's move on. There's other topics going on here. Apparently J.D. Vance cussed at some kind of influencer, a broadcaster. And I think it was just a TV, some kind of a left-wing media person said something to him. I don't get camera. It was kind of cussed him out, I guess, a little bit. And it was, it was all about this whole thing about, because the latest meme I saw was Donald Trump. He was dressed as a magician, not a musician, a magician. And he's saying, for my next trick, I'm going to get the leftists to stick up for drug cartel, drug smugglers, which is exactly what's going on right now. They're talking, I think he violated their rights by blowing them up. Look, folks, what's sad about this? There is something sad about it. And I think that it's worth talking about, but it's just the nature of what, sometimes these guys who are running the drugs, the guys who are actually driving the boats, they're kind of at the bottom of the totem pole. They're kind of at the bottom of the food chain when it comes to the drug lords. The drug lords themselves, let's go after them. And if there's only way to eliminate them is in international waters. It is, they're invading the country. This is a danger to our society. They're enslaving people in a very addictive, deadly drug. And let's just stop the import of this stuff. Let's just stop it. That's what they did. They took this boat and they blew it up. Now, the guy driving the boat, the guy, people on the boat, obviously they're not the ones who are creating the industry, but now they're going to have a hard time finding, drivers. Now start blowing these things up. You're going to have a harder time finding people to drive the boats. And of course, when all that stuff gets lost, doesn't just get confiscated, it's gone. I think that's one of the problems I think that we've had with the confiscation issue is what do they do with this? You can't convince me that it all ends up getting destroyed. Because there are people who will snatch some of that stuff up. Can you imagine being that close to all this stuff? You're in a drug interdiction thing, and you there's just kilo after kilo of whatever it is, cocaine or whatever it is, worth, you know, one you could put in your pocket what you make in a year or more. And you can't tell me that the temptation for some people with that is not beyond their ability to resist. You get into a tough situation and you see that kind of thing and you got to put your kid through school or whatever's going on. And you can put a couple of those in your duffel bag and pay off your medical bills or whatever it is you got going on. And the temptation is huge there. It's got to be. And when you've got, you know, a ton of that stuff, who's going to miss a couple bags? This is what's going through these people's heads. So you can't tell me there's some corruption. There's got to be some corruption there. And that's what's concerning is that, you know, once you blow it up, there's no more corruption there. It's probably not much of an opportunity for people to dive down, you know, 900 feet to get that stuff. So we have that going on. And of course, the left-wing media is going nuts because they're saying he's declaring war against Venezuela or wherever it is this stuff's coming from. Of course, and then Maduro, I think was it Venezuela? One of our ships were down there and they flew. It's still a little sketchy about how close they came to one of our naval ships. Flew a couple of planes over. And apparently it wasn't too close because any kind of dangerous, you know, there are rules of engagement. And yeah, I'm okay with, if we're in international waters and someone's flying over one of our ships, threatening us or doing whatever they're doing, you don't know what the next, you know, just a push of a button and they can start strafing the deck or whatever they're going to do, dropping something on it. Let's let them know that this is a secure area and you're not going to mess around here. We're not going to mess around with that. Now, I wish I had that kind of opportunity in my own private life, which I should have. Someone threatening me and my property. I mean, discretion is a better part of valor, I guess. But not just be willy-nilly. Hey, somebody's coming down the driveway. Open fire. No, that's not what we're talking about here. I'm talking about threatening activity. Moving right along. We have by the way, I'm growing a beard. This is week three almost. I'm on week three of my vacation. And I decided after the first week, I decided to go ahead and just let it start growing out. And I should have done it probably the last day of my last day at work. Should just let it start growing. But I didn't. I shaved there for a little while, and I was like, "Why am I still shaving?" It's just, I don't get to participate in No Shave November, so I might as well be No Shave August/September. It rhymes with November. So I'll get my little No Shave thing in here now, and then I'll do what I can for. Remember, I still know what my schedule's going to be like in October. It's going to be interesting, but. So it's big, big, massive beard now. I'm the bearded one here. I don't like having a long beard. I think this shorter thing works better for me. My face the shape. Yeah. I could just let my eyebrows grow out, let them cover my whole face. Go from there. But anyway, I'll be shaving this thing off next week. So we have stuff like that's been going on. Let's see, what else is in the news? There were some other things I was going to talk about, interesting stuff I had seen. But I want to get on with this. Where am I at here in terms of the show? Let's talk about Letitia James. I know that she's kind of old news. She's kind of irrelevant now. She's being charged now with mortgage fraud, which she actually legitimately frauded herself in many ways. She not only defrauded the banks to get a better interest rate, she also, which, you know, Donald Trump didn't do, by the way. They assessed a value on his properties to get a loan, which he paid back in full with interest. Bank was happy with what they made. She skirted some rules, lied to the bank, knowingly lied to the bank, and lied to her constituents who voted for her, saying that her residence was in one place when it was in another. And, of course, saying that it was primary residence when it wasn't. That's how she got the cheaper, supposedly got the cheaper rate. She owns a couple properties. Because, you know, so she goes after Donald Trump for, you know, this silly reasons. And then she's under indictment for the same kind of stuff. And it's bad. It's not looking good for her. So a few years ago, when she was saying she was going to go after Donald Trump, she was running on that platform. I think this might be one of her campaign speeches from a few years ago. She's here talking about something she's very proud of, and what she says at the end, of course, this is where I can't put it together. I can't put this together. And I guess it goes back to, you know, I sometimes talk about BLM, Black Liberation Theology, BLT, I guess it is, BLT. Black Liberation Theology. There's something called, you know, you've heard of social justice. There's also something called the social gospel. And they're one and the same. There was a really good report I listened to over the weekend about this guy who was talking about he was talking about Martin Luther King Jr. When you start digging into issues about Martin, where this came about was the guy who helped, the movie's called Uncle Tom. And he helped put that movie together, and he was doing a lot of background research on what was going on with the Black community and why it is what it is, and why Larry Elder, who was running for governor of California, brilliant guy. He's getting up there in age now. He's at the point now where he probably will not run for office anymore. I think he still has a podcast, I believe. He was kind of at the center of that movie, Uncle Tom. And it was all about how the left vilifies anybody in the Black community who is a Republican. And it talks about how really what Martin Luther King Jr. was all about. He's got the receipts, and it just... it kind of blew me away because he was a guy I actually respected. I had a lot of respect for the guy. And I have to say that respect is pretty much gone now. First of all, one of his biggest accusations here is the guy said he was not a Christian. He did not hold to the Christian faith. He was a reverend. He was ordained. But his father was a pastor. A preacher. And unfortunately, his father was also a part of the BLT, which really is Marxism in a very cloaked version of Marxism is what it is. And the whole idea of the social gospel, which is all part of what Barack Obama was part of. Barack Obama believed in collective salvation, and this is kind of the social. That's the pinnacle of the social gospel. That is the point of the social gospel, and social justice and social gospel. And unfortunately, there's some. If you know anything about the Anabaptist church, and there's some other churches, denominations as well, even the Methodist church is struggling with this as well. They're pretty much divided. The Methodist church is dividing, by the way. It's breaking apart over the woke agenda. And just a lot of things like that are happening. But the Anabaptist churches have struggled with this for some time, even back into the 80s, of the social gospel. It's been a part of their, kind of where they're at this whole time. And they have, a lot of the so-called hippies from the 60s kind of found their way into the Church of the Brethren, Mennonite Church, mostly Church of the Brethren, but they kind of found their way into the leadership roles of those denominations, and in the process, just converted their social justice warrior mentality into the church, and began and had the church, the organization of the church, became their mechanism by which they could implement their social justice agenda. I want you to listen to Letitia here, and I'm going to play the whole thing. A lot of people only play part of this clip, and I'm going to play the whole thing all the way to the end of what she says about her faith and her church and what God tells her. I want to know what scripture she's getting her basis for, her foundation for her theology here at the end. Because I don't know, I don't see it anywhere. I don't see that anywhere. But we'll go back to this in a little bit. But this is what she has to say about herself, and she's at this big event. There's probably I'm looking at it. There's probably maybe 500 to maybe there's, you know, it's between 500 to 1,000 people here. They pan the camera around. It's probably less than 1,000, maybe more than 500. We'll see what we get here. But So let's say 750, 755, or 756 people. There. All right, so here we go. Let's see what she has to say.
As a former city council member many moons ago, I came to...
Now, notice, please pay attention to the way she's speaking. She does this a lot of times when she's speaking in public, and she does this. She has the cadence of a preacher. She's trying to preach as if she's preaching from the Spirit. And now, Martin Luther King was good at this, King Jr. And MLK Jr., he was good at this. But when you find out more about why he was good at this, where he learned how to speak like that, and the reason he spoke like that, you'll never hear him the same again. And I would invite you to listen. I'll try to provide some kind of a link to that. Or maybe I'll talk about it tomorrow. But listen to her cadence. Everything she's doing here is very preacher-like. If you've ever been to a church, it's an urban church where there's more of a people of color community, you will, in the tent, and I guess, yeah. So let's just listen to it.
I came to this issue in a very personal way.
Now, I also want to say, there's body language going on here too. And it's she continues to do this thing with her lip. She's very conflicted about saying anything about this. She'll say she's not ashamed. She'll say she's proud of what she did. But this is, she's not. She's very concerned about what she's saying here. She's putting herself out there, and she's doing it for political reasons, but she's just not confident in what she's saying here. You can tell by the way she twitches her bottom lip here. But it's you can't see that on the audio, but I'm just telling you that's what she's doing. It is very obvious she's concerned about what she's saying here.
I was in this place. I was just elected. And I was faced with the decision whether to have an abortion or not. And I chose to have an abortion. I walked proudly into Planned Parenthood. And I make no apology.
Now, one thing that bothers me probably more than anything about this is the way people are cheering her on. I don't see any men cheering her on. I see that, you know, there's women obviously cheering her on. There's some men in the group here, but I'll just keep playing it.
And I make no apologies to anyone.
She makes no apologies to anyone, not her unborn child, not her. You know, it's one thing for someone to do this, and I guess I'll just keep playing.
No one. And all of you also know that I am a woman of faith. I go to church.
Church.
But my God teaches me all about love and acceptance. Yes. And my God teaches me about privacy. Yes. And my God says that you've got to make the best decision for your body and your life.
I do not understand this at all. I don't. I can't wrap my head around this. You know, I can understand someone who is stuck in a, feels like they're stuck in a situation where they just, they're embarrassed, they're ashamed, whatever it is, they go to do this, they're not happy about it. They feel stuck, they feel, you know, trapped in a situation, and they feel like they have to do something, and they feel like this is their only option. I can at least somewhat understand that. I cannot wrap my head around someone being proud of this. I guess I cannot understand that. And when you stand there and yell and tell me that your God tells you that you need to do what's best for you and your body and your privacy, would you provide me with scripture reference on that one? When it comes to self in scripture, it's pretty clear. You die to yourself, take up your cross. And I think the problem here is that there was probably a sin committed, and the consequence was you now feel like you need to, you deserve to have an abortion. Because that's your privacy, and that's your, you did what was best for your body at that moment, didn't you? Led to the consequences of you being pregnant. And the child just happened to be an innocent victim in this whole process. Now, I can at least understand the I don't understand the pride thing. I proudly walked into Planned Parenthood. But I thought Planned Parenthood didn't do abortions. I thought you were just going there for your female medical needs. That all the other things that they provide that they don't provide, but we are told all the time that they provide. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around this. But I think it tells me everything I need to know about this woman and her faith. And I'm not judging her. I'm not condemning her. I'm simply saying you are sadly misled. You are incredibly ignorant of the gospel. This is the kind of thing where we pick and choose what we want to read from Scripture, and we want to interpret it our way to fit our desires, our life. And this is completely opposite of what the gospel actually says, in my opinion. Very twisted thinking. So, I hate to start the week off with something like this, but I just think it's important that we at least understand the mentality that we're up against, that we're dealing with. There's just no thought or reason behind this, in my opinion. I don't get it. And I'm not sure I would want to understand it, even if there was a way to understand it. It just doesn't. You know, the child didn't just. All right, I'm going to now. Where do I go from here? The tomorrow's show, Topical Tuesday. There are some topics I'm going to talk about. One of the main things I've been kind of mulling over recently is, I haven't talked about gun rights and stuff like that very much at all. That may be an issue tomorrow. I might talk about that a little bit more. There's also some other things I might talk about. There's some issues with Hollywood and some of the things that have been said. I'm probably going to be covering more of what's going on with the topic of the week, the news cycle right now. And I might just talk about the news cycle and what all happens there, because it's every week it's something different. Anybody remember a guy named by the name of Elon Musk? Remember all the money that was spent and the campaigning that was done about the oligarchy? And what else did that? Whatever happened to that? Did they defeat that? No, it's just, did you move on to the next topic? It's just next. Whatever's next to on the chopping block, whether they're wrong or not, doesn't matter. They just move on to the next thing. Might talk about that a little bit tomorrow. There's a couple of topics. I'll just what I pull out of my hat. Who knows what's going to happen between now and then? But that's the theory of what's going to happen to someone tomorrow. So there you go. We have all that happening. And again, folks, if you'd like to call the show, send a text to the show, feel free to do so. It is 812-379-8778. Let me know what you think about what I think, and we'll go from there. Just leave a comment, leave a message, leave a question, leave a possible suggestion of something you want me to talk about. Maybe you've got an issue that you want my opinion on. like, what's going on with my throat? Because it seems to be, chai has a tendency to make my throat. Hence the backup cup, which is the little sweet tea thing there. Folks, I hope you have a great week. If you don't get to hear from me the rest of the week, I should be on here every day this week, I think. It looks that way anyway. So take care. God bless. I'll see you on the next one, or hear you anyway. I might have a live show this week sometime. Let's think about doing that. Maybe Wednesday or something. Maybe tomorrow. Who knows? I don't know. See ya.